This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. The United States National Security Council issues a statement calling on Iran to immediately release Pastor Saeed.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
We have an administration that has said you can believe anything you want in America. You can have a mosque anywhere you want. You can do whatever you want here. But we can't even have the courtesy, the diplomatic courtesy to say you cannot treat our American citizens this way when you can build a mosque here in New York, wherever you want. There's some diplomacy and integrity there that's missing from our administration and State Department.
It's very sad. I feel like we've abandoned him. Like, what are we doing to help? I mean, the administration had to be pressured to, you know, help gain the release of an American being held, you know, illegally in a Mexican prison. And now look at this situation. The man was trying to do good and spread the word of God. And you know, he deserves our protection. He deserves our assistance.
He very much appreciates all the support behind him and all the prayers. And I very much appreciate many in Iran are in prison, including my husband, whose crime is Christianity.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
When you go back to the first century, when Paul is about to be flogged and beaten for what he believes in Rome, he calls on his Roman citizenship, which strikes the fear in the governing power of that
right.
day. And I think when we often say, yes, we're going to suffer and be persecuted, that doesn't mean to lay down and necessarily take it.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Right to it, the U.S. National Security Council. The National Security Council, of course, inside the White House. Their spokesman released this statement on paper today. We remain troubled by the case of U.S. citizen Saeed Abedini, who was arrested by Iranian officials more than 3 months ago on charges relating to his religious beliefs. We call upon Iranian authorities to release him immediately. So it took the National Security Council inside the White House issuing this statement. Folks, the State Department has been saying for months that because of the security situation and because of the diplomatic situation, you know, these statements take so long. The first question put to the White House on this was 4 days ago. 4 days, and the entire National Security Council, that's the president, vice president, the National Security Advisor, the head of the CIA, the director of counterterrorism at the White House, the terrorism advisor, like Brennan, all of those people and their offices and staffs approved this. So think about the inaction coming out of the State Department. An interesting note, the National Security Council was created in 1947 by Congress in the National Security Act because of inaction at the State Department in response to the Cold War. So, telling why it was created, and we get this statement today calling for the immediate release of Pastor Saeed. This is a good move again, but not the President of the United States making the statement, not Secretary of State Clinton, and it is just words. So we want to make sure there is action going on as well, and we can't confirm that.
Interestingly, you know, one of the arguments that the State Department made here was that Iran hasn't recognized his U.S. citizenship. Well, the fact of the matter is, and I think Representative Trent Franks, our friend from Arizona, Congressman, said it right when he said, let me be clear, under no circumstances should the U.S. State Department allow Iran to determine who is or isn't a U.S. citizen and who the U.S. should protect. And he then went on to say that the State Department should do everything possible to ensure the safety of its citizens abroad and defend the U.S. citizens who faces trial in Iran under the harsh Iranian judicial system. We're taking your phone calls, folks. Again, why is it that the White House just won't come out and say it? Why won't the Secretary of State just say it? Or Jay Carney, the press secretary? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're a step closer, but we're not there yet. Jordan, we need, again, we're over 150,000 signatures on this petition, but we do need everybody to participate.
We do. The trial set for Monday before the hanging judge, Pir Abbasi. We get the statement from the National Security Council. Will we get more action from our State Department, from the White House, from Jay Carney, from President Obama? Call now, 877-989-2255. Stand with Pastor Saeed as this weekend he begins trial, Branch 26 of the Revolutionary Court, before a hanging judge. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
An American pastor is being held in Iran's most notorious prison. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been told he will hang because of his Christian faith. And now the Iranian government has put his case on the fast track and scheduled a trial that's just days away. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is demanding that the U.S. State Department intervene, working with Congress to back Pastor Saeed and calling on the U.N. to apply international pressure to free this American citizen. We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are preparing Monday, the trial. Pastor Saeed will be in Branch 26 of the Revolutionary Court in Tehran before Judge Pir Abbasi, described and called by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom as one of Iran's three hanging judges because of the harsh sentences and executions that he orders. This is a court system that can have one day of trial and issue the order right away, make a decision right away. They can delay. They can come up with new charges. They report directly to the Ayatollah. We have gotten now news coverage in Al Arabiya, which is a Saudi-owned news service, kind of like Al Jazeera, that has gone out to cover this story. So the story has gone international around the world, even in the Muslim world, about what's happening to Pastor Saeed. And I think it's important to highlight that as well. We need you to stand with us, though. Pastor Saeed needs you. His family needs you. Nagmeh, we're going to play more of an interview with her that we did yesterday as she is preparing. Again, she can't be there in the courtroom to know what's going to happen to her husband. She hasn't been able to see her husband in since July and before that because he had made the trip. So about, you know, this is, folks, a time that we need you to stand with us. We're right at that 150,000 mark on our petition here. We get the statement from the National Security Council. I'll play that for you in a moment. Bill Himmer, when he read that on Fox News. But we are close to that 150,000 mark. We need action by the State Department, not just the words. We need action by our president. What I mean is a statement by President Obama carries a lot more weight in the international press and in the world than from the National Security Council. I mean, that's just playing fair and honestly when you're dealing with a situation like that and just dealing with the facts. It's a lot tougher to kind of figure out how to report that, and it is as important if you're an international reporter than it is the President of the United States said this today, the leader of the free world. Call now, folks, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign online. Let me play for you the statement by the National Security Council spokesman. Take a listen.
Here is the statement from the White House. We remain troubled by the case of U.S. citizen Saeed Abedini, who was arrested by Iranian officials more than 3 months ago on charges relating to his religious beliefs. He is a Christian now, a conversion. We call upon Iranian authorities to release him immediately.
Listen, that was great coming from the National Security Council. But again, as Jordan said, folks, we've got to get it from the White House and the Secretary of State. By the way, a report in the Washington Examiner today with the headline, State Department backing down from Iran over imprisoned U.S. citizens. So you see the mixed signals that are being sent by our own administration here, which leads me to the question, why will they just not come out directly from the president or the Secretary of State and say it? This is a U.S. citizen. Let him go. This judge, by the way, you mentioned, Jordan mentioned the International Committee on International Freedom, Religious Freedom. But let me tell you, the European Union has also listed Pierre Abbasi, the judge, as one of the serial abusers of human rights. And it says he's in charge of Tehran's Revolutionary Court branches 26 and 28. He's in charge of post-election cases. He issued long prison sentences during unfair trials against human rights activists and has issued several death sentences for protesters. That's the judge that Saeed Abedini is going in front of, and that's why, folks, we are fighting back. And, again, we need your help on this. This is probably the last day you're going to be able to sign this petition because the trial is Monday. So if you go to ACLJ.org, you can sign it now or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, this is it. Probably the last day that you'll be able to sign this petition. Let's go to the phones. Folks, if you want to talk to us on air and voice your concern or questions or issues, we're here to talk to you. 1-800-684-3110. Why is it that this administration is sending mixed signals when it's a U.S. citizen in Iran, facing trial? 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
Craig calling in from Massachusetts Online 2. Craig, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Craig.
Listen, it's great. I love you guys' program.
Thanks.
But, you know, why do you ask the question? I don't understand that. You could say, well, geez, it's incompetence that the president and the State Department is not making a statement about this, but it doesn't serve his agenda. That's the bottom line on this guy. You know. And
yeah, but ask yourself this question, though, Craig, and this is what is hard to understand. What agenda does it not serve by trying to get a U.S. citizen out of Iran in front of a Revolutionary Guard trial?
He was fine doing that for the hikers.
He did it for the hikers, so why not do it here?
Sound like a zealot or an idiot, but you don't think the president's leanings in regards to it and socioeconomically is Islam? I mean, come on. Everything that he does is against Israel. And so the State Department's going to go right lockstep. Hillary Clinton's not going to step out of the party line. She's got to be known, you know, as the person that was dedicated to the party.
Yeah, I think there's more. I think that's a simple. I'll be honest with you, Craig. I appreciate you calling. I think it's a bit simplistic, though, to say, well, he's in lockstep with the guy. Because, first of all, here's what. I'm not saying he doesn't have sympathies within the Muslim world. I mean, he's clearly, he's evidenced that. You don't have to be a socio-political science major to figure that out. But what does not make sense, and the reason we're asking the question, is you now have the National Security Council making the statement we need. Iran is deemed to be different. Well, really? Why is it that they will not come out? Go ahead, Jordan.
Well, I think, listen, I, also just to maybe enlighten Craig a little bit, I mean, Iran is very different than most of the Muslim world. So most of the Muslim world, including the radical Muslim world, isn't real happy with Iran most of the time. That's why you've got a Saudi newspaper, government-owned by the king's family, putting this story out with us quoted. You have to just understand the nuances here, that making the broad statement about the Muslim world, the president, this and that, different sympathies here, different country, different place, very clear situation. And unfortunately, I think what happened is that our State Department gets stalled up in bureaucracy, which they are famous for doing, not just on these kind of situations. And that is why our National Security Council exists. I mean, you can go and look that up. It was passed into law by Congress to create this office, this council inside the White House because of the State Department's inaction during the Cold War. So all of this leads back to, unfortunately, a pattern of stalling when Americans are most, again, they're facing the hanging judge. So I don't think you want to necessarily blame the President of the United States, because I think what you've seen is a stalling tactic by the State Department. Now they have no excuse whatsoever, though, because the top security people in the United States have made a strong statement calling for his release. They can do the same thing without even question. I mean, Hillary Clinton could make this statement today.
Not only could she make it today, you've got a report that I've got in my hand, I keep referring to, is this European Union report, where the judge is known as a serial human rights violator himself in the trials. And there's an interesting report that came out in the media that talks about Iran's hanging judges. There's three of them. And that there's not even a picture of Pir Abbasi, and they do not appear at public events. In fact, Pir Abbasi, this is the judge that's going to try a U.S. citizen. His first name's not even known. So you got basically a secret court. Human rights lawyers in Tehran do not like going to this Section 26, Division 26 and 28 trials branches because of knowing what they do to the lawyers involved. So this is look, folks, this is really serious. We made progress. We went from serious concern to now calling for an immediate release from the National Security Council. We need to up it to the State Department and the White House itself. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go to another call.
Antonio calling in on line 3 from California. Antonio, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Antonio.
I've been calling you for a while, and I can never get through.
Well, you got through today. You're on the air.
Get through.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, my question is, it's funny how you get on and you talk about other nations like the United States is perfect.
What are you talking about exactly, Antonio?
That Christian over there.
Yes.
I'm saying Iran has Christians also.
Yes.
And
many of them in jail, right?
What was your question?
Many of them are in jail.
Yes.
If you convert to Christianity, it's apostasy, punishable by death in Iran. Go ahead. What's your question or comment?
Do we have Muslims in prison in the United States?
Not for practicing their religion.
I'm sure there are more Christians in jail in the United States than those from Christian background, just based on raw demographics, Antonio. I can make that statement very comfortably that there are more,
can I say
many
else?
More people with Christian backgrounds in jail,
Antonio,
in the United States.
Let me ask you this really quickly, Antonio. If you were charged of a crime, would you rather be tried in a courtroom in the United States or in Iran?
What century are we talking about?
Right now, today.
Or the early 1900s, I would.
No. I'm talking about tonight. Today. You got charged with a crime today, like this pastor. The United States or Iran? Where do you want to go to trial, Antonio?
I've never been to Iran. I don't know what.
Well, trust me, I don't make comments
about it if you don't know anything about it whatsoever. I think you got to be honest here, folks. And unfortunately, this is some people hear these kind of statements. This is what they think. Well, it's, you know, this is Iranian court. I mean, this is no disagreement in the world. This is the same as North Korea. This is not a kind of regime down the line. I think, again, 1900s, first of all, I mean, the Shah's Iran was a lot different. That was 1970. So, folks, take a stand on this and get the information out so people know what they're talking about. 877-989-2255. Stand with Pastor Saeed 3 days until his trial Monday before the hanging judge. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. An American pastor is being held in Iran's most notorious prison. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been told he will hang because of his Christian faith. And now the Iranian government has put his case on the fast track and scheduled a trial that's just days away. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is demanding that the U.S. State Department intervene, working with Congress to back Pastor Saeed and calling on the UN to apply international pressure to free this American citizen. We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Interesting calls, and I'm glad we're getting some of the calls because we can enlighten some folks here on what's going on. This trial is set for Monday. We've got multiple issues on our website on multimedia about this where you can get information. Jordan is going to be obviously all weekend dealing with this on twitter.com/JordanSecular. We'll have updates as well. We've got a piece up right now, a video presentation of the pastor's letter that he wrote to his wife before the trial date was set, by the way. Now we've got the trial date. It is Monday. If you haven't signed on the petition, this is probably the last day we're going to do it. We're saying probably because we don't know what's going to happen Monday. But of all probability right now, this is the last day to sign on. So Than will be dealing with members of Congress today, I'm sure over the weekend as well. 877-989-2255. To sign on to that petition, that's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And I will tell you, our teams have been working literally around the clock on this, as you can imagine, trying to get this pastor, as an American citizen, freed. We're taking your phone calls as well at 1-800-684-3110, and let's go right to them. And folks, keep it tight because we've got a lot of people and we want to get to all the calls.
Yep, Fred in Michigan online too. Fred, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Jay. This is my hunch that the State Department and the President, I think they're gonna. I think that in their mindset, they think that this guy's a goner. They think that there's nothing they can do, or they're just gonna sacrifice him anyway because of it's gonna be the catalyst for moving forward and posturing themselves towards possible war or invasion, or they're gonna use that excuse as leverage once this guy's gone.
I get the idea that, you know, this. The example is made, but if they want to make an example out of Iran, and I'm not going to even, I don't agree that they want to sacrifice Pastor Saeed. If they want to make an example out of Iran, they'd be condemning them a lot harsher. They'd put this in the media. They'd want the whole world knowing about it. That doesn't add up, Fred, that they won't make the statement. Because if you really wanted to use this in a way, you would be shaming them every day. And that's what you've seen from members of Congress. That's what you've seen from other elected officials, governments around the world. The best thing we could do is have Iran's remaining trade partners, basically economic partners or those that they could still have some kind of economic relationship with that are also friends of the United States. The worst thing that can happen to Iran and the most embarrassing is to have their ambassadors all around the world being asked about this so that it gets to the Ayatollah's office. So I think, to be honest about it, this and the nuclear situation – though, of course, it complicates matters and the relationship between the U.S. and Iran. Think about the hikers. I mean, I think that kind of explains it right there. We come right out. We send presidents, former presidents to North Korea, and they're shooting off rockets every single day, trying to shoot off long-range missiles. So I just think we have to look at the honest facts of what we have. And what we have is work to do. The grassroots effort has to continue to grow here in the United States and internationally as well. We've started to get international news coverage. That's a very important step. And we need all you to keep praying and to keep this story out there as we update you over the weekend and, of course, on Monday.
All right, let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Lillian in California, online 5. Lillian, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Thank God for all the work you're doing. I have a message for that gentleman who called a few minutes ago by the name of Antonio. I grew up in Turkey, and one of our close Christian Maltese friends was in a train, riding the train, and the train kind of went back and forth, you know, and people kind of moved real fast. So he accidentally stepped on somebody's toe. And he said, I'm sorry, but his accent gave him, that he was a foreign and Christian. So the guy started screaming, he blasphemed my country, blaspheme, blaspheme. Well, he ended up in jail for three days, and it was not very funny. So just for him to, I was just giving an example of what happens in places like that.
Well, we've seen it firsthand, unfortunately, and Iran is bad enough. This judge is the worst of the one of the three worst within Iran, and Iran's probably the one of the worst in the world. So you can imagine what we're dealing with. All right, let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones. We go. Let's go to Trish, calling from New Hampshire on line three. Trish, welcome to JSecu Live.
Thank you. I personally feel the president's agenda is for his second term is to make sure that we as a people do what he tells us to do. He freed the hikers because they were hikers, but I agree with your Massachusetts caller who said it's the simple anti-Christian attitude, and he will not free this man or make any public statement unless he's absolutely forced to, but I do truly believe his second term is truly about total control, and we will do what we are told.
Jordan, what's your – because obviously a lot of people are frustrated here with the State Department. That's an understatement, as
yeah,
we are.
But I want to
separate it from the president's personal bias, because I don't think that's what it is. I think there's an institutional issue here.
Yeah, and I think this is again, more so than that he's a Christian, he's an American citizen. And they made the statements on Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani, who was a Christian in Iran. So we were calling on Iran to release someone who is only their citizen. He is not a citizen of the United States. Because he was a Christian, he was in jail facing the death sentence, and our White House did that. So I don't think you can make that correlation. I think what's here more troubling, and certainly we haven't been happy about this, and that's why we've been working so aggressively behind the scenes and publicly, is that this is an American citizen. It shouldn't matter what his faith is, or what the charge is, when you know it is a charge of harassment. This is not a common crime. National security crime by Pastor Saeed. Don't call him Pastor Saeed anymore in your head. To the American government, he's U.S. citizen Saeed Abedini, and he's been a U.S. citizen for a number of years. His children are American citizens. His wife is an American citizen. He deserves the same treatment you and I should receive anywhere we go in the world, by our own government, especially when your family is asking for that help from the government. We've expressly asked, and Nagme has asked as well, for our government to do more. We could have told them to be quiet. Some families do. We did the opposite, and it took this long, till 3 days before his trial, to get a statement from a spokesperson inside the White House, not from the press secretary's office, from the National Security Council. Seems to me like the State Department was making up all these concerns about the security issue, and we can't make a statement about Iran because the National Security Council sure acted quickly.
Well, I'll tell you this. What you just said is correct. We need to start referring to him as American citizen Saeed Abedini. And that does change the nature of way this is viewed. We know he's a Christian. We know he's a pastor. But he is an American citizen, and that requires our government to act. Look, Saeed Abedini, our American citizen, can't speak for himself right now. We need to be speaking for him. If you've not signed this petition, this is in all likelihood the last day to do it because of the nature of what we are dealing with as far as next week's trial. So we're going to encourage you right now to go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Again, this is probably the last day. He cannot speak for himself. We can speak for him and get this demand from the White House and from the State Department. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Over the weekend, Jordan will be following this very closely on Twitter. It's twitter.com/JordanSecuLo. Get engaged on Facebook and the social media on this, folks. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Well, joining us right now is a very good friend. That's Congressman Robert Adderholt from Alabama, and he really represents not only the good people of his district there in Alabama, but all of us that are concerned with so many issues. And the issue that we, of course, are dealing with right now is the situation with the upcoming trial of Pastor Saeed Abedini, and the judicial district in which his trial, folks, is taking place is scary to say the least. But some good news on the horizon is that Congress is starting to act. And Congressman, you've been an integral part of this letter that has gone to the White House. I know that there's some Democratic support for it now as well. Your sense first when you heard about this case?
Jay, it's something that I think is very important, especially right now when you have his trial coming up next week. And we sent the letter off to the Secretary Clinton today. We got well over 30 signatures for the letter. And just to call attention to this issue and try to help this pastor who is, you know, an American citizen, as you mentioned. And we want to do all we can and make sure the State Department leaves no stone unturned.
It's just, to me, mind-boggling that the State Department hasn't come out affirmatively and said this U.S. citizen needs to be released.
Well, you're exactly right. Again, you know, this goes back to, I know you did so much work when Pastor Youssef was in prison. And, of course, that what distinguishes this is Pastor Youssef was not an American citizen, but at the same time, we were concerned about him. But even more so now, we have more jurisdiction, so to speak, because this is an American citizen, and all the more reason that the State Department get engaged. And as you say, not only show concern about him, but also ask for his immediate release. And, you know, this is an American citizen. It's only appropriate that the State Department do everything they can to especially try to come to the rescue of someone who is facing death.
But let's talk about this in the context of what happens next. I mean, in a situation like this, what are we really asking the State Department? What is Congress asking the State Department to do here?
Well, what you know, the bottom line is we want for his release, but we want them to engage in every way they can. And as you mentioned, we don't have diplomatic relations with Iran. But as you correctly said, there are ways that we have avenues that we can go in and we can get that message, and also just raising it in the media. That is so important. That's, of course, what you do so much of the time with ACLJ, is that you're able to get the word out. And quite honestly, you know, you say, well, what do they care about what other people think? But quite honestly, I have found that these countries don't want to have the image that they trample on human rights. And more that we can get that message out there, and more we can get the State Department to react to this, to call attention to this, then it really makes it a worldwide issue.
The Iranian situation is significant and serious. And what is your sense on how significant Iran is in the global political situation, especially in the Middle East right now?
Yeah, well, it's a hot spot. I mean, no question about it. And, you know, we've been dealing with Iran for years and just not knowing what is going on over there. You know, I know there's a lot of people in the Washington area that's trying to work with some of the leaders over there and trying to make inroads, but quite honestly, with their threat with nuclear weapons and just their overall record on human rights makes it one of it and North Korea is really the two most concerned countries that we have on the globe. And so I think that's the real concern, and that's why we're very concerned about Pastor Saeed. And, of course, there's a lot of countries around the world where Christians are in danger, but I can think of no country that's more disconcerting than to have the country of Iran, where they have a religious prisoner just because of his faith.
Yeah, you served as a judge. You could appreciate this. The lawyer finally got access to his file, the prosecution file, and he's being charged with the violation from 2000.
It's hard to think that the lawyer just got this records, and then, of course, he's going before the the judge to stand trial next week. And so that's why we have to act quickly on this. And we're, like I said, getting the, we got the letter out to the State Department, and hopefully that they will, as I mentioned and as you mentioned, leave no stone unturned, and we'll take this very seriously. So, you know, as you say, we have the public opinions in our court, and hopefully that can make a difference.
All right, Congressman, we appreciate you taking out time out of your schedule, but really appreciate you taking one of the leads on this letter and getting this moving for us. It makes a big difference. Congressman Robert Adderholt, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Good talking to you as always, Congressman.
Thank you for your work on this as well.
Folks, that was Congressman Robert Adderholt from Alabama, one of the leaders in our effort when we were working for Pastor Yusuf Nadarkhani, one of the leaders again now for Pastor Saeed. If you want to join our petition, call now, 877-989-2255.
Blackbird, fly.
An American pastor is being held in Iran's most notorious prison. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been told he will hang because of his Christian faith. And now the Iranian government has put his case on the fast track and scheduled a trial that's just days away. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is demanding that the U.S. State Department intervene, working with Congress to back Pastor Saeed and calling on the UN to apply international pressure to free this American citizen. We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Yusuf from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are approaching an important day, the trial for Pastor Saeed Abedini in Tehran, Revolutionary Court, Branch 26. And we're talking again to his wife, Nagmeh. We represent the family here in the United States. She has been kind enough to tell the story about Pastor Saeed and his conversion, how he became a Christian, their marriage, their trips to Iran. They are U.S. citizens. Let me make that very clear, U.S. citizens. And I know you've heard the story and know the story, but there's a lot more to talk about now as we approach this trial date without a lot of warning, just a few days of warning, basically. And Nagmeh, it's great to have you back on. I know it must be a tough time, but know that there are millions of people praying for you and praying for Saeed, your husband, and for your children and for your families, both in Iran and the United States.
Thank you for your prayers. I appreciate them. And they are a great source of encouragement for us. And we feel we're not alone in this battle.
Well, you're not. And you know, the media has started to cover the story, Nagmeh, and tell the story of Saeed and tell why he was going back and what has happened in the orphanage there that he was about to complete. And I wanted to start, though, with first, how did you react? Because as attorneys, we react one way, but how did you react when you heard this news? First about the judge in this case, this called a hanging judge. I mean, that's the term that many of you, we have to use. So he's very tough. What did you feel last week when you heard that news that we, even before the court date was announced, that this was the judge your husband would be before?
That he's not been given even a chance, really, to be able to defend himself, that he's been set up against a judge that is more towards the radical side of side in terms of the more moderate, and that they've already decided on a judgment or on a conviction on his case, and they've set him up to for a very harsh sentence by choosing this judge. And even his lawyer in Iran said that just by the branch that the branch that was chosen and the judge, it has become made the case very difficult to defend.
To remind you folks, this branch 26 and branch 28, with this judge has worked on both of those, are known as where the political prisoners, and you know, if you're religious, you're seen as this enemy of the state, and you add to that being an American, you add to that that you've changed your faith, you've converted to Christianity, become a U.S. citizen, but they still treat you as an Iranian there. And so, again, this specific judge, everyone, is Pir Abbasi, has been sanctioned by the European Union. I mean, just a few years ago, sanctioned after the protest in 2009, the elections there, because he was one of the judges, and there were just a few identified that kind of came out of nowhere and started giving really harsh sentences, and including executions that were carried out, not those ones they issue and then a year later they say, okay, that's not going to be done. But it's not always about the execution either. A 10-year prison sentence in Iran could amount to basically a long execution instead of a short one. I mean, this is a tough judge sending a message, I think Iran's judiciary is, by choosing him. He has also been labeled by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom as someone who should be sanctioned by the United States. His assets frozen, his family's assets frozen. So he is known to an extent, though he keeps a very low profile. So low, no one can get a photo of him. I mean, people have been searching. Obviously, he exists. The lawyers there know he exists, and they'll have to be before him on Monday. And Nagmeh, that kind of gets into the next question, which is, how did you feel about it, and how do you feel right now about going into this, I would say, and it's not like an American court system, unfortunately, not predictable, to say the least, going into trial next Monday, knowing that your husband will be before this judge?
Everything seems very much against him. The news coming from Iran and from his lawyer, that not very many lawyers would be willing to even defend him, just by the judge and the branch that has been chosen for him. But I believe in my Lord Jesus Christ, that I believe by the prayers and the supports of many that I've been so blessed to see, with just contacting our government, but also through many, many prayers I've received and many encouragements, I believe that there is a higher power that controls that government and controls that judge. And I trust in that power, that I believe that God, and my trust in Jesus, is that he will deliver him regardless of how horrific and how dark the circumstance may seem.
And folks, that's why you fight the battles. You know, you can look on this dauntingly and say, oh, it's Iran, this judge, this branch of the court, it's a revolutionary court. I look at the charges, but then look back in history, those who have fought back, those who have actually taken a stand and not just shrug their shoulders and say, you know what, there's not justice here, so we won't try anything. You've got to try. You do everything you can. And Nagmeh, I wanted you to know that just at the time as we're talking right now, 33 members of Congress in one day signed on to a letter urging our Secretary of State, your Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, to on a couple of things. And then 11 U.S. senators have signed on to a letter as well. They have said specifically that she needs to call for Saeed's release before this trial on Monday, an immediate call for his release. And then the House of Representatives focused on the fact that, you know, every stone needs to be unturned. There's much more that can be done. They know that, putting the pressure on our Secretary of State and doing so in just about a 24-hour period. I know more members of Congress will sign on. But let me ask you about your husband. What's the latest you heard from Saeed and the last time you were able to speak to him?
Last time was last week. Usually we try to receive calls on Wednesday mornings, but I did not today. And last week I spoke with him, and he was aware of the judge, and he was aware of his situation. And he said he's holding on to hope, and he very much appreciates, as he wrote in the letter last Thursday, that he very much appreciates all the support behind him and all the prayers. And I very much appreciate many in Iran are in prison, including my husband, whose crime is Christianity, and they don't have a voice. Even his family in Iran doesn't have a voice. If they speak, they're threatened. So we are a voice for them for many injustices being done and freedom of religion. And I appreciate what ACLJ has done and what many have done in spreading this news and getting our government to action and being a voice for the voiceless and for our brothers and sisters who are sharing their faith and who are Christians in a hostile environment.
I wanted to ask you, because as we get deeper into the story and, you know, reporters want more information, people want more information, they'll sometimes ask Nagmeh, I'm surprised his wife let him go, you know, back to Iran. But everything that I hear from you is you completely supported his decision to keep doing the work he was doing. Obviously, the family is there as well. And I want to make that clear, not on my end, but from your end, so that any reporters or journalists that want to listen to this broadcast as well can hear it straight from you, that this was the work that you supported.
Yes, it was the work I supported. I've said that, I've read that comment many times, that why would he go to such a place and why I would support him. And that was, in the Christian standpoint, that was his calling, and that was his passion, was going into a dark place with the light of the gospel. In terms of non-Christian, I would say each human being should have a freedom of belief and not be hindered of where they should or should not go because of that belief. It might be in the future that we can't even travel outside of the U.S. or in many countries because of it might be dangerous because of our Christian belief. I mean, if we should be fighting for freedom and fighting for justice in areas where justice is not happening, and Christians and people are being persecuted for their belief and religion, instead of backing away and not approaching those territories. So I completely I was behind him in what he did, and I saw his passion and his love. His life was changed, and his passion was his people. All of his family, close except for me and the kids, live in Iran. He had a close-knit family, and he had a passion for that country. And hindering people places they should go and not go, we should be advocating for freedom and putting pressures on places where people are being persecuted for their beliefs.
Folks, nothing like hearing this story directly from Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagmeh. Listen, folks, that is reason enough to engage. We are going to play the rest of Jordan's interview with Nagmeh in the next segment of the broadcast, but I just want to make a pitch to you now. We need to stand with Nagmeh. We need to stand with Pastor Saeed. That's why we've put together this petition. Folks, listen, the federal officials, the members of the House, the members of the Senate are standing up for Pastor Saeed. The members of the Idaho delegation, Senator Risch, Senator Crapo, Congressman Labrador, Congressman Simpson, they have stepped up. They have engaged. Now it's our turn. We need you to add your name to this petition. 877-989-2255. It's time for everyone to engage. We need the governor of Idaho, Governor Butch Otter, to engage on this issue this afternoon. Time is of the essence. Pastor Saeed faces trial on Monday. Add your name to this petition. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. An American pastor is being held in Iran's most notorious prison. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been told he will hang because of his Christian faith. And now the Iranian government has put his case on the fast track and scheduled a trial that's just days away. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is demanding that the U.S. State Department intervene, working with Congress to back Pastor Saeed and calling on the UN to apply international pressure to free this American citizen. We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. I dare you to move. I dare you.
Everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. We're going to jump right back into this interview that Jordan did with Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagmeh. You're going to hear the rest of the interview now. You're going to hear directly from Nagmeh about this story. Let's play the rest of the interview now.
Talking into his wife, Nagmeh, we represent the family here in the United States. She's been kind enough to tell the story about Pastor Saeed and his conversion, how he became a Christian, their marriage, their trips to Iran. They are U.S. citizens. Let me make that very clear. U.S. citizens. And I know you've heard the story and know the story, but there's a lot more to talk about now as we approach this trial date without a lot of warning, just a few days of warning, basically. And Nagmeh, it's great to have you back on. I know it must be a tough time, but know that there are millions of people praying for you and praying for Saeed, your husband, and for your children and for your families both in Iran and the United States.
Thank you for your prayers. I appreciate it. We feel we're not alone in this battle.
Did Saeed have any concern about this trip specifically that he mentioned any feel like this was going to be a different trip? He'd made a decent amount of trips since his incident in 2009 that led to the agreement to say, if you stop doing this, you could still visit Iran. He has stopped doing this, hadn't had problems. And then, you know, a few years later on a handful of trips, this happens. Did he have any kind of concern that something bad could happen?
No, before he left, we heard news of our friends being arrested and imprisoned, and we'd heard about building churches being shut down. We saw a more radical move towards persecution towards Christianity, but he did not have any concern for himself. He said that he'd followed his commitment in 2009, where he'd made in 2009 that he would not be involved with any house churches, and he'd followed through with his commitment. He traveled, as you mentioned, 9 times since that commitment, and he had not moved outside of that commitment. And so he had no reason to believe whatsoever. He had planned to make a quick 2-week trip to Iran and come back. And even when his passport was taken, he did not anticipate at all being taken by force from his parents' home. He anticipated maybe a day or two of hearing or some questioning and being able to come home. And there was no, when leaving the U.S., he had no worries or no concern at all that anything would happen to him.
You know, another question that I know is on the hearts of so many people, Nagmeh, is, of course, how you're doing and having to talk about it and having to live day to day following the news. And part of these campaigns is hearing people say the worst possibilities, hearing the worst possible outcomes, but also what we're fighting for. How are your children, your 6-year-old daughter and your 4-year-old son, how are they doing without their dad?
They're struggling. It's my 6-year-old is more vocal about it, and there's a few worship songs that my husband would sing to them before bedtime, and she keeps playing that and crying at night. Night times are the worst because that's when he would do their nightly routine. But teaching him at such a young age to trust God and his timing, and if circumstances don't work out to what we think and what we want, it's still okay that we still have a good God and he knows what he's doing. And it's been a process of the Lord has used this time to help me and the kids to even trust in him more and even have a closer and more intimate relationship with him, knowing that he's in control no matter what. even if things don't work out the way we think. And they're really growing in that area, and I'm thankful for it. But they're emotional, very emotional about it. So,
you know, folks, that is powerful faith statements. And, you know, many of us, you face that in your discussions at church and in your Bible studies, even when you're younger. What would you do in faith, faced with this kind of situation? Would you keep your faith? Would you refuse to renounce your faith? Would your family stand with you? And you hear these kind of statements from Naomi. She is living it right now. The persecution of the Bible is not over for Christians. We just don't experience it here in the United States of America. And Naomi, my final question for you is more of a, you know, we're going to be doing the work that we do at the ACLJ, engaging the governments around the world, engaging Congress and making sure the United Nations, European Union, doing everything we can diplomatically behind the scenes and publicly for Saeed. But how can people pray for you? How can people pray for your family and your husband?
I would say there is nothing more than, if Saeed could speak right now, there is nothing more he desires for prayer than that God would be glorified in all of this, that many, many, many Muslims would come to know Jesus. And I would say he would endure any beatings. He would endure even hanging for that. And I know that that would be, if asked what to pray for, he would say that. He would say that this situation would be used, that the region he was born in, Middle East, and especially Iran, people would hear the gospel. And anything, any price is worth that. And I would say he would want people to pray for that. And that's my prayer also, is that God would use this situation, that many would know about Jesus. And whatever the cost, as a family, we've counted that. And that's what we want everyone praying for. And I want to say that I really appreciate what ACLJ has done. I don't know how we would have a voice in this, how we could get the word out about Saeed, get all this support if ACLJ, if the Lord had not brought ACLJ into my life and used you as a voice. And it's been a blessing in my life. I do not know how the word would have gotten out if it had not been for ACLJ and God had not used you as a vessel in my life and in our life. So I would say pray for those who seem to be our enemies in the Middle East, but that the Lord wants salvation for them, praying that this situation would save many, many Muslims.
You know, Naomi, we just want to thank you. We don't ever want to have to do any of these cases. It's not a case that you say, okay, let's hope something like this. No, absolutely not. You know, you hope you never have to do these cases. You hope these cases cease to exist in the world, but we know based on Scripture they won't, and we know it takes really brave people and their families too to not only be willing to take the risk, whether they see it as the risk or not, but in others' eyes, and then to stand by their faith. Folks, I think every one of you can pray that prayer that Nodmigs asked for you to do. For Saeed, for his faith, for the family. And again, folks, we've been talking to Pastor Saeed Abedini's wife, Naomi, here in the United States, while her husband prepares for his first trial date on Monday in Tehran. And Naomi, as always, great to have you on. I know it's not easy to tell the story and to give the reaction and to rehash it, but it's so important, I think, for our listeners to understand your faith, your husband and your family, what you're going through and how you're fighting. Thank you for being with us, Naomi.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You know, folks, this is the time to take action. You're hearing directly from Naomi as she is mentally preparing for and spiritually preparing for her husband to be on trial before this hanging judge on Monday. You need to take a stand with her family. Say that prayer that she asked you to pray and call and join with us like those members of Congress have. We're over 100,000. Call now, 877-989-2255. And we're going to have more of that interview tomorrow, because there's a great discussion there, so we're going to get more into detail with Naomi, Pastor Saeed's wife. She's here in the United States, her husband heading to court Monday in Tehran before the hanging judge. Call and join with us, 877-989-2255, or sign up at aclj.org.
Right now there's a war between the vanities, but all I see is you and me, and the fight for you is all I've ever known. So come home.
We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.